Portions of this program are pre-recorded. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. We'll have Tracy Beans on the program, the very latest out of Arizona, and some election stuff that you have not heard before. Going to make your face hurt. Make sure you stick around for that. Plus, Kali Fontanella, Fontanilla. I don't know if you know Kali. She is somebody who does parody and satire over on social media, and she's an educator, and she's so good at it that she actually fooled me the other night on Twitter. So I had to have her on the show to talk about. She's got a character she does called Luna. And Luna is just that loony when it comes to how some teachers, some radical far leftist teachers, indoctrinating teachers, are acting in school. It's pretty good stuff. Make sure you stick around for that as well. On a Thursday, I'm feeling all right. I mean, not really. Bought a couple of trucks and they're running outside the studio. You know what I'm saying, Carrie?
Oh, I know that feeling. Yep.
Seems I got to have
it's where we are today. Because it turns out, if life isn't fair, I'm the only person that can fix it. Did you know that?
I didn't. I got a few problems you're telling me you can fix.
Please, I got nothing else going on today. Just dump them right on me. I'll fix it.
You got it during the break.
Yep. Tell me who's bothering you. We'll make it happen. That is Chocolate Voice, by the way.
I got to leave before I stop.
Let's go.
To scream.
I didn't know.
Oh, someone locked the
come
door
on.
And took the key.
Feeling all right. Good myself.
No. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. It hurt, but it felt good. I'm glad I did it. All right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
One big ride. Even now I sit.
Let me start out with a word to the wise. By the way, Sam and Polo are both here as well. You saw Chocolate Voice already. A word to the wise, life is not fair. You can't make it more fair by complaining about how unfair it is. I'll be very direct here. You cannot make it more fair. You know what you can do? You can do the level best you can at everything you're trying. Everything you attempt, you should give everything, 1,000%. And if you give 1,000% and it still doesn't work out, then it's on those who it didn't work out with and you move on to something better. It's just that simple. I'm not going to get into specifics about this, but let's just talk about my show and my life. And this is not what I'm not happy about today, but I'll use that as an example. If I'm not on a radio station that you think I should be on, and I do all I can to be on that station, and I'm still not on the station, that's the station's fault. They were dumb enough to take a different product and not me, not this show. And again, Carrie, I want to make this very clear. I'm not complaining about my show today. I'm just using it as an example.
Got it.
There's something else going on. That's got me really riled up. I'm going to be as direct as I can. And I'll use my show as a euphemism again. I know that this show, because I do it, is the best show available at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. I know that. Now, there are stations that have decided to go elsewhere. That's fine. That's their choice. I think they're doing the best they think they can do for their stations. They're making a mistake if my show is available. But if I don't get on there, it doesn't mean it's not a reflection of how good or bad my show is. It's a reflection of a decision made by somebody who arbitrarily made that decision. Does that make sense?
It does make a lot of sense. Yes.
Now, Carrie, let me say this again. You've known me a long time.
I have.
Am I lying when I say it's not really about my show? Or am
no,
I telling you
are
the
not
truth?
Lying. You are not lying.
Right.
No.
So there's something else going on that I'm not going to get into that it shows the unfairness of life sometimes. But what makes it exponentially worse is when there is an unreasonable expectation that something can change that unfairness. And there isn't something that can change the unfairness. What you have to do is put in your best you possibly can put in. What you can do is hopefully somebody will realize how good you are at that or the effort is worth it, and then let them reward you. And again, I will use myself as an example. For 33 years, I've done broadcasting. Was on radio a long time. Then I got into television for a long time. Back on radio for a long time. I'll do TV. I'm on Spicer & Company tomorrow. So, I mean, there are opportunities that I've gotten because people saw something in what it was I was presenting. Others didn't see it to their fault. That's to their detriment. They were wrong, and I've proven them wrong, you know, all along the line. But you must fail to ever understand success. And even if the failure was unfair, it doesn't change it. That's what it is. And you must grow from that. The last thing I want anybody to do is say, well, let's force this to happen. Because then you didn't really succeed and get it. What happened was somebody twisted somebody's arm. And that it's not the same. You won't feel as satisfied. So again, without getting into detail, and it's nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my show, nothing to do with my career. All those things are great. It has to do with fairness in life and understanding that sometimes you just don't get everything you desire. So you can try harder and try to get it next time. And if true unfairness, and we'll get into this with Tracy Beans later, if truly there's fraud or something untoward happened or somebody was cheating or sneaking around or doing something, then we can go and take action. But if there's nothing you can literally do about it and it ends up being an arbitrary decision that shouldn't have been made, take a breath, retool, and then try again next time. And the next time, knock their socks off. Carrie, do you think that's a good life lesson you
think? I think that's very sound advice. Yes. Something I'm going to tell my boys.
I mean, honestly, how many times I've gotten 1 billion emails from people about how great you are. Oh my God, that Carrie Lockie, how she's amazing. She's great. Then I'll get 3 that say, what's up with the girl?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Am I really going to focus on the 3 that don't get what we're laying down?
No.
So let's say those people somehow are the decision makers, even though everybody else agrees that you're the greatest. Those decision makers are going to get what they want, and then you can move on and do something that is even bigger than that.
Absolutely. I want to be a part of those three anyway. So.
Exactly. And that's where I am. If a bad decision has been made and life somehow throws you an unfair curveball, you take the swing, and if it ends up being a miss in their eyes, fine. Go play for a different team. Go try something different. Go retool and be better next time. It's just that simple to me. It really is. And that's you have to look at life that way. So coming into the show, I wanted to make sure that I dropped that because there's some drama happening, and it's nothing major. Nobody's dying. Nobody has a disease. I mean, it's really nothing compared to how life works. But the drama that's going on, we all need to take a breath and realize we can do what we can do. We can pursue our very best, be as driven as we can be, and we get knocked back. Always think of the Michael Jordan example. He literally was cut from his JV basketball team in high school. Michael freaking Jordan. And I don't care if you're a LeBron fan. I don't care if you think Will Chamberlain was the guy. Michael Jordan was the best smaller player in the NBA has ever seen. And by smaller, I mean non-center. Way better than LeBron James. Not even close. It's stupid to make the comparison. LeBron James hasn't played defense in his entire career and doesn't have the drive to be the guy that Michael Jordan is. Yeah, but LeBron just had more points scored than anybody in history. Right. Well, before he got that record, the most points scored was by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Did you think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the best player before LeBron James passed him? Of course you didn't. Nobody's ever said that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the best player ever to play. So Michael Jordan, if he could be told you aren't good enough to be on this basketball team, when we all know he was, I mean, Carrie, what happened after that?
He became a pretty awesome basketball player. Some would say the greatest.
He became the most famous man on the planet in every country, the best basketball player, at least in his era, that we even got close to seeing, and he's worth $1 billion now. A billion, not a million. He played basketball, Carrie, and he's worth $1 billion.
Yes.
So, you know what? If life kicks you in the groin every once in a while, shake it off, try harder, and then stop whining about it. You go through the process the best you can, and then take a breath and be done with it. Okay. Have I been generic enough?
Talked about Michael Jordan.
Talked about myself. Talked about the career. And again, I just want, because it doesn't matter what I'm talking about specifically. What matters is those who are watching and listening all face the same things I just talked about. Every single day, maybe once a week, maybe twice a month, somebody says something stupid because they don't know who you are, don't understand your talents. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yes.
You know, I could get into specifics about you. I don't think that you're taken care of enough for all that you do, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make it about you. I'm not going to make it specific. I'm going to make it about life in general. Today, you might be having a great day. Tomorrow, you might get kicked in the face. Figuratively. If you get literally kicked in the face, call the police. But you might get kicked in the face figuratively tomorrow. I want you to get back up and say, watch me. Because some people just stay down. Some people say, life sucks. Other people, like me, will say, watch me. And then the watch me people are the ones that can say, yeah, man, it was a tumultuous time. But look how we came out of it. And hopefully that lesson can really go somewhere. And I know that I'm very biting today. I've got an edge on my voice today. I get it. But I want to be very, very direct about this. Yes, there's a good old boy club. Yes, there is a in-group and an out-group. Yes, we decide what our circles are and who's in those circles. All that stuff does happen. But if all things are fair, and if you bring your very best every time, more times than not, you will succeed. And that's a promise from me. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941. I'm going to get into some politics, some other stuff. We'll get into all the stuff that you want me to get into. But I really want to open the phone lines. And I want to hear when you're having a bad day or when somebody has misjudged you or misunderstood you, hasn't given you the proper understanding, hasn't noticed your talents enough, hasn't really recognized the effort that you put in. I want to hear those stories. I want to hear whether you got up or if you laid down and cried. You can either get in a corner and cry and suck your thumb, or you can get up and say, watch me. And I have always said, watch me. And because of that, no matter how many times people said you can't be a TV news anchor, I was. No matter how many times they said you couldn't be a commentator on Fox and on Newsmax, I am. Many times they say you can't be syndicated, watch me, here I am. So please take my example. I'm not the most talented guy you're going to find. I'm not the best looking guy you're going to find. I'm not the tallest or the most muscular. I'm not the most, musically talented. I try to take everything that God gave me and use it and succeed, and it's done pretty well. And you have as many talents and as many abilities as I do, if not more. But some of you just give up. Don't. Or some of you want an excuse. Call this guy. Email this person. Yell at the other person. Go down there and get in their face. No. Keep on trying. And if you keep on trying and keep that effort where it needs to be, you will succeed more times than you fail. I promise you. Use Michael Jordan as, not me, use Michael Jordan as the example. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, glad to have you. Appreciate you taking the time. Your thoughts about overcoming when life isn't fair. You know, it used to be when I was a kid, my father wouldn't even say it like that. He would just drop a bunch of curse words and tell me to get over it. But my mother would say life isn't fair. And I'll never forget some of these lessons you learned. Well, try harder. Well, really, apply yourself. No, that isn't fair. You should have made it. I remember when, this is how old I am, Carrie. Body Heat, the movie Body Heat with...
Kathleen Turner,
but who was the lead guy?
William Hurt.
Pretty big star. I think it was William Hurt. Okay. Yeah, I think it was William Hurt. They were casting extras, and I think it was like 10. So this had to be like 1976, 77, something like that. And it was not far from where we were. They actually filmed a lot of that in Lake Worth, Florida. And we went there, and they're just looking for kids on the beach. And there I am in my bathing suit or whatever it is, a 10-year-old, to throw the ball around on the beach or something. I didn't make it. And I was pretty unhappy about that. I was like, I can't believe I didn't make that. It was just some dorky kid. My mother was, oh, you should have made it. That's unfair, blah, blah, blah. But then because it bothered me so much, she was like, yeah, but you'll be fine. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be in that movie. That doesn't matter. That literally doesn't matter. It was a fun, stupid thing to do. We got to go see, all this stuff being filmed down in Lake Worth. And it's fine. And it's fine. Somebody says it came out in 1981. I don't know. I know that they were filming when I was like 10 or 11 years old. So it had to be 1978, maybe 79 when they were filming it. And maybe it didn't come out until 81, whatever. Either way, I didn't make it as even an extra. And that bothered me until it was made clear to me it shouldn't bother me. And yeah, that wasn't fair. You're damn right, Carrie. I look good. I should have been in that movie.
I never said that. I'm sure Mama Pags did.
I'm saying that.
Okay.
I should have been. Absolutely should have been. But the fact that I wasn't did not change my life.
Right.
So, and then I just, worked harder. Then I made the baseball team and I learned how to play music and I did all these things. You can pick yourself up by your bootstraps, figurative bootstraps, whatever those are. And you can do better and you can keep on trying. And when life throws you an unfair curveball, you just deal with it. You don't freak out and act like the world ended. Maybe it's just me and it'll feel like the world ended for about a second. Then you move on. 888-941-PAGS, your thoughts about succeeding in the face of somebody attempting to make you believe that you didn't, and it happens a lot. I definitely want your stories on that because I think it'd be helpful. Those who are watching, listening, sometimes think that life has dealt them way too many curveballs and they can't pull themselves up. Well, you can. You can still succeed when people tell you you can't. Carrie, do you have any idea what a motivation it was for somebody to tell me I couldn't be a TV news anchor? Can you imagine what that did to this big head?
Oh, I'm sure. That's all you were. I'm going to show you, right? I'm going to go out.
9 months
and
later,
the
I was the lead anchor on
TV
that show.
TV news
station.
Anchor ever. Yeah.
9 months later, I was the anchor of that station.
Yeah.
And I won't say her name, but I'll never forget who said it to me. And thank you. Made me try even harder. You know, keep on telling me that I can't. Go ahead.
I have a story, please. Actually. And this deals with my younger son, who their dad got very sick. He was in the hospital.
Right.
It was during football season. And my son takes everything so very seriously. And he's this little perfectionist. And they were not having a winning season. They were losing. He was the quarterback. He was getting sacked all the time. He was embarrassed. He was worried about his dad. It was really, really an emotional time for him. And all he wanted to do was quit.
Right.
That's all he wanted to do was quit. And we had a lot of conversations about this. And he was very, very, and I hadn't seen this in my child before, but all he wanted to do, I'm done. I said, no, you're not. We do not quit. We don't quit. And it's not about winning. And I've told my kids all the time, it's not about going out there and winning and getting that championship and going to the playoffs. It's about working as a team. It's about when life kicks you in the butt, and it's going to a lot, you're going to get back up and you're going to still play the game.
And you're going to try your level best every time.
Yes, absolutely. And last year, I had to use that advice on myself.
exactly.
Which wasn't fun. And I probably stayed in a place where I wallowed more than I should, but I still got back up.
Well, you did. And you showed up every day and you kicked ass and you took names. And I think many people didn't even know that there was anything that you were worried about. I mean, at the end of the day, that's sort of what the job is. Now, today I came out here because I'm still, you know, in the middle of it at, you know, 5 o'clock Central when we start the show. And I'm trying to get the show on the air. And I'm like, I'm talking about this. Without being very specific, but I'm going to talk about this because enough. Yes, life is unfair. It sucks that his father didn't feel well, but he still needed to go out and apply himself, which his dad, I'm sure, was more proud of anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You were going through some stuff, and you still came in, and you had a great support system, and you still kicked ass every day. There are times in all of our lives that we can all say, I'm done. Not doing it anymore. And
it's
I've always been the person
that.
Who said, well, hold on. Yeah. The glass is still half full, no matter what that guy over there thinks it is. And I think that's the perspective you have to have. There are people in this business that don't think I should have a radio show. The vast majority smartly think I should and think I'm great. But there are some, through jealousy generally, who don't think that I should. And they've done everything they possibly could to stop what's happening right now from happening. And I take great pride in it happening. But again, I'm not wound up today about my show or about me or about my success, because all that's going great. It has nothing to do with that. It's actually something that is outside of the realm of the show. And, you know, it makes me want to just shake people about the shoulder and say, hey, let's be logical and rational here and reasonable here. Sometimes people suck. And sometimes people make bad decisions. And sometimes we can't change that. We can't always force our will, because I think the ramifications can be much worse if you do that, if that makes any sense. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Got to remind you about the big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. This is the shocking conclusion of the best-selling author David Horowitz in his new bestseller, The Final Battle. David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by the far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and our freedoms. They really do. You see this every day. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. The Final Battle explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names, secret players who are involved, working to change America, and Newsmax calls Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer right now and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. That's finalbattle611.com. Get your free copy today. You've got to get this book. It's called Final Battle. You're going to be very, very enlightened by this book and get good advice on how to change it. Keep it here. Coming back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.